here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Coming from one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7, come let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. I love it. From Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7, oh my, looky here, it's October. You just blink, and here we are. So, Fred, how you doing? How's the week coming along? You having a good week? You staying out of trouble, of course, right? Hey, it's Joey spending some time with you today. And, of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Also, it's Pastor Appreciation Month as well. So I hope and pray that you find ways to just honor your pastor. In fact, I think the Word of God tells us that our pastors deserve double honor, not just honor, but double honor. So yesterday, or in fact, it was Monday, I was picking the brain of my pastor and said, hey, my wife and I are looking for a really good place to go out and eat. Where do you like to go? And he was telling me a couple of different places. So I was taking some notes mentally, and he listed off a couple of places. So we're going to surprise them and invite them to dinner. So that would be nice, of course, he and his wife. But hope you can do the same for your pastor during Pastor Appreciation Month. Well, looking at the calendar, the Great News Radio event calendar, lots of neat stuff happening here in the next couple of weeks. You may have heard us talk about it now for the last several days, but coming up next Friday, a week from tomorrow, you're invited to the Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry fundraising banquets. Again, happening a week from tomorrow, October the 11th from 6 to 8. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn Conference Center in Urbana, and the speaker is going to be Christopher Yen. So this is going to be their fundraising banquet a week from tomorrow, the 11th, from 6 to 8. If you want to get more information, just take a look at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and there's all the contact information right there for this event and other events happening in our area as well. Well, friend, today we're going to be diving into the book of James as part of our devotional for this Thursday and talking about favoritism. Well, it's actually going to be a good study from James chapter 2 coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
From the mighty to the small, the glory in them all is God's and God's alone. God and God alone reveals the truth of all we call and all the best and worst of men won't change the Master's plan. It's God's and God's alone. God and God alone is fit to take the universe's throne. Let everything that lives reserve its truest praise. For God and God alone. God and God alone will be the joy.
Yes, I love his voice. Steve Green, God and God alone. It is God and God alone who deserves our praises. Amen. Well, friend, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. Well, a church made national headlines recently when they made a couple find a new place to get married on the day before their wedding. Did you hear about this? The reason? Well, they were the wrong race. That's right. They were the wrong color. A few people in the church pressured the pastor, and either he could do the wedding in their church building and get fired, or he can move the wedding and keep his job. And unfortunately, he caved. Friend, discrimination too often raises its ugly head. Christians in the early church also felt pressure to give preferential treatment to certain folks based on their economic standing. And today, friend, we're going to take a little focus on the pressures of partiality. Now, discrimination has no place whatsoever in the church or anywhere in our lives. Why? Well, the ground at the foot of the cross is level. God makes no distinction between Jew or Greek, slave or free, male, female, rich or poor, one race or another, Democrat or Republican. God plays no favorites, and neither should we. So today we're going to be taking a look at James chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. He says, "My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism." Verse 2, "Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing gold, fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, 'Here's a good seat for you,' but say to the poor man, 'You stand there or sit on the floor by my feet,' have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" Verse 5 says, "Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, has God not chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith, inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are blaspheming the noble name of him to whom you belong?" And verse 8 here in James chapter 2 says, "If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers." Wow. You know, we say don't judge a book by its cover, but that's exactly, according to James chapter 2, what Christians in the first church in the first century were guilty of doing. They made judgments based on, watch this now, outward appearance and first impressions. They showed preference to the wealthy over the poor. In essence, James asked, if a well-dressed man comes into your meeting wearing fine clothes and plenty of gold and jewelry, do you pay special attention to him? Do you give him certain treatment? Now, if a homeless man stumbles in, do you push him into the back section? And the answer to the first century Christians were yes. And friend, how different are we today? Suppose the next door house is for sale and a family of a different ethnic background takes a tour. Do you secretly hope they don't buy it? Or if two people walk into your business, one in overalls and the other in business casual attire, who do you help more willingly? If a person with money shows up at your church, do you take special measures to make sure he or she has a good experience? Friend, the ugly truth is we prefer people who look like us, act like us, and serve our needs or meet our standards. We don't like their kind, whatever that means. I guess a question to ponder on today on this Thursday is, why do you think people discriminate in the church? I don't have an answer to that, but we know according to Scripture that God does not discriminate. In fact, Acts chapter 10, verse 34 says, "Then Peter began to speak, 'I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism.' Acts chapter 15, verse 9, 'He did not discriminate between us and them, for he purified their hearts by faith.' Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, 'There is neither Jew nor Gentile, nor slave nor free, nor there is male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.'" See, friend, when we show favoritism, the Bible says that we sin. Look at verse 9. It says, "If you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers." See, friend, when we show favoritism, we become judges with evil thoughts. Now, God wants us to make wise judgments, but when our judgments have selfish and evil motives, picking people who can help us and rejecting those that we don't like or discrediting those we don't understand, then, friend, we have missed God's heart. Did you know that Christianity has always had a special place for the poor? Have you noticed that? In fact, in James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, James says, "True religion expresses God's heart. It looks after the widows and the orphans, the poorest of the poor." James doesn't say God shuts the door on the rich. The Bible doesn't condemn people who work hard and earn good money. See, the problem was not money, but how people in the church treated people with money. The church was making rich people feel welcome and the poor feel shunned. And we just read about this in James chapter 2. This dishonors the poor person who also is resourceful. Several years ago, I worked at a listener-supported Christian radio station, sort of like Great News Radio, and we had this young lady who basically lived paycheck to paycheck, got monthly, I think, Social Security checks, and that's, as you know, that's pretty much nothing. But she did not have enough money to support the radio ministry at that time. And most people would say, well, I'm not going to reach out to her. But what she did was, even though she didn't have money to support the radio ministry, she volunteered her time and she reminded everybody support comes in many different ways. So the poor person also has resources and is also made in the image of God. But these people in the first church, the early church, they were dishonoring the poor person. Several years ago, I don't know if you remember this, the governor of Kentucky wanted to attend it was a certain church on a Sunday morning. And so he had his people call the church to let them know that he would attend and asked where the governor should park his nice motor brigade and where he should sit. And to the church's credit, the church informed the governor that he was free to park wherever he wanted and to sit anywhere there was an open seat, but nothing would be reserved for him. Now, you may say that was disrespectful, but they believe that it was being impartial. The governor gets no more special treatment than a middle school teacher attending their church. In fact, there was an American writer, E.B. White, who once said, "Prejudice is a great time saver. You can form opinions without having to get the facts." Jesus said that the whole law is summed up in this: love God and love others as ourselves. Matthew 22, he talks about that. So if you're doing well, if you're fulfilling that law, showing love pleases God. But notice what James says is true. If you show partiality, it means you make a judgment based on the outside or the face value of a person. See, when the way you treat people changes based on the attractiveness of their appearance, the color of their skin, the cars that they drive, or any other false measure, then you are guilty of favoritism. You are committing a sin. James chapter 2, verse 9, we just read it. But if you show favoritism, you sin. That's what it says. James chapter 2, verse 9. So, friend, if you have caved to the pressures of favoritism, let's make it right. Let's build a reputation for loving like God loves. Let's reach out to that person who may be different than us. So to avoid pressures of favoritism or partiality, let's check our attitude. When you treat someone with partiality, check the attitude of your heart. Another way to avoid that is demonstrate God's love in action. Intentionally say a kind word to somebody. Reach out to somebody, maybe at church that you go with, but you tried to avoid them because they're different. They're strange, maybe. Welcome to somebody to your church pew or your table. Build someone up. Go out of your way to show that you care. Demonstrate God's love in action. So to avoid playing favorites, we need to check our attitude. We need to demonstrate God's love in action. And then number three, let's build a relationship. Let's build a friendship. Spend some time with someone you don't typically relate to. Cross those lines. Jesus hung out with the sinners and the tax collectors. He crossed that line. So if Jesus crossed that line to reach out to somebody, what makes you any different? And by the way, the pastor of the church who moved the wedding regretted his decision and he worked to make it right. So friend, no matter what happens around you, refuse to play favorites. And let's value what God values.
Thank you.
That's right. Music from C.C. Winans and How Great Is Our God right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you today. You can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org. Don't forget Mark and Jason back tomorrow morning for the Friday edition as they continue their study on the Book of Acts. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.